91X News.
It's 4 degrees and mostly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Jose De Barros. A fatal wreck involving a tractor-trailer and five other vehicles closed Highway 401 in both directions near Napanee yesterday afternoon. One vehicle caught fire in the crash near Glenn Miller Road. The OPP confirmed one death and said another person was taken to hospital by air ambulance with life-threatening injuries. Debris from the pileup, including a load of dates the truck was carrying, forced police to close the highway, creating a huge backup of traffic. The highway has since been reopened in both directions. Loyalist College students in the Environmental Technology program will experience a different kind of learning this next week. Members of the Resource Management and Emerging Trends courses will participate in a Model United Nations debate. Eric Bauer is the professor who helped come up with the idea. He feels that the debate will help students better understand water resources issues around the world.
They'll work as delegates representative of locations where water and water shortage problems and water conflicted issues are at the forefront.
Students have been compiling information on their countries since September in order to develop their country's position on each issue. The day-long debate will take place at the college on Monday. A festive ride program was done in many different places in the Quinte West area yesterday by the Quinte West OPP. 330 vehicles were checked, which resulted in four traffic violation tickets being written up. Two were for seatbelt violations, while the other two were for expired plates. The Reduced Impaired Driving Everywhere program runs all through the festive season and consists of police spot checks where vehicles were stopped and drivers are checked for impairment. There are no reports of damage after an earthquake shook BC's Okanagan Valley earlier this morning. The quake hit just after 5 a.m. south of the Canadian-U.S. border, shaking the earth from Washington State right up to Kelowna in British Columbia. The quake has a magnitude of 4.6 according to the U.S. Geological Survey, while the Canadian Earthquake Center says it measured 4.3 at its monitoring station in Penticton. Occupy Toronto protesters go head-to-head with the city in court today. A judge is being asked to rule if they're trespassing and will have to vacate the downtown park they took over on October 15th. Some are vowing to stay put, whatever the court ruling is. They say the city is infringing on their fundamental rights of expression and assembly. Meantime, the Occupy Wall Street movement celebrated its two-month anniversary yesterday by shutting down streets. More than 300 demonstrators were arrested. It's slightly higher than economists had expected, but the latest inflation rate will likely have little impact on interest rates. Statistics Canada says inflation fell last month by 0.3 of a point to 2.9%. That's down from 3.2% in September, and is the first time since July that the annual inflation rate had been within the Bank of Canada's comfort zone of 1 to 3%. The dip is credited to moderating prices of consumer goods measured by StatsCan. Syrian officials say they have agreed in principle to allow an Arab League observer mission to the country. Reporter Mark Lavie of the Associated Press says the Arab League suspended Syria early this week over its deadly crackdown on an eight-month-old uprising.
The Arab League observers would be stationed around Syria to monitor compliance with an agreement. The agreement is to stop the crackdown against protesters. It's the first sign of cooperation from Syria.
The UN estimates some 3,600 people have been killed in the Syrian government's crackdown on the anti-regime protesters. Brazil's president has signed a law establishing a truth commission to investigate human rights abuses by the military regime that ruled the Latin America's biggest country from 1964 to 1985. President Dilma Rousseff signed the measure Friday and will appoint the commission's seven members. The board will have 2 years to complete a report. The commission will have subpoena power, can demand any document it wants from the government, and can put witnesses under oath. But its recommendations won't result in any prosecutions as long as the country's 1979 amnesty law remains intact. Unlike Argentina, Chile, and Uruguay, which also had repressive military regimes, Brazil has never punished military officials accused of human rights abuses. A yacht captain is pointing to actor Robert Wagner in the mysterious drowning death of his wife, famed actress Natalie Wood, 30 years ago. The skipper went on NBC's Today show this morning to say he lied to investigators about Wood's 1981 drowning on the ocean off Southern California. Dennis Davern says he made mistakes by not telling the truth about events leading to the Oscar-nominated Wood's death and urged Los Angeles County Chief's homicide investigators to reopen the case. The coroner's officials had ruled Woods' death an accidental drowning, possibly caused by her slipping off the boat while trying to tie down a dinghy. The late actress appeared in more than 56 movies and was nominated for 3 Academy Awards. In 1961, she played Maria in the film version of West Side Story. Actor Hugh Grant and Harry Potter writer J.K. Rowling will testify in a London courtroom next week about alleged press intrusions in their private lives. They are among witnesses announced Friday by an inquiry into the British media ethics. The inquiry was triggered by the scandal over phone hacking at the now-defunct tabloid News of the World. More than 20 alleged hacking victims are scheduled to give evidence starting Monday, including the parents of 13-year-old Millie Dowler, who was abducted and murdered in 2002. The Rupert Murdoch-owned tabloid eavesdropped on her voicemails while police were searching for her. Other witnesses include comedian Steve Coogan, actress Sienna Miller, singer Charlotte Church, and Jerry McCann, whose daughter Madeline disappeared in 2007. Regis Philbin can now start sleeping late. The 80-year-old TV veteran made his final appearance as host of Live with Regis and Kelly this morning. At the end of the broadcast, Regis took a moment to thank his viewers and say goodbye.
I always remember spending these mornings with all of you. So thank you very much for these great years together. God bless you all, and I hope I see you again real soon.
Philbin co-hosted the show for 28 years. That's 91X News to 1206. Evan Cook has sports next.
Oh my God, your hair looks so good.
Oh my God, I know. I went to a main affair, and they totally did exactly what I wanted.
You went to where?
A main affair. You haven't heard?
No.
Oh my God, they're amazing.
I can so tell just by looking at your gorgeous hair. Will you come with me there?
Of course I will, and right now you'll get 30% off with the new talent, Cody Locke. You'll be looking fabulous in no time.
A main affair. 59 Pinnacle Street, South in Belleville.
At A Main Affair, your hair is our passion.
Good afternoon. I'm Evan Cook with 91X Sports. The Centennial Chargers will look for some revenge this afternoon when they host Whitby's Wilson Gators in junior high school football action. It will be the third straight years these two teams meet up in a National Capital Bowl playoff game, and Wilson has won both previous matchups. The winner will go on to play in the provincial semifinals. Kickoff is at 1:30 at Marianne Sills. There are 8 games in the OHL tonight, but the Belleville Bulls are not a part of them. The Ice Dogs are in Kingston, taking on the Frontenacs. Oshawa heads into Guelph, and the 67s play host to the Barrie Colts. There's plenty of Junior A action tonight with 3 East Division games on the schedule. The Trenton Golden Hawks host the Whitby Fury, Wellington hosts the Coburg Cougars, and the Peterborough Stars travel to Lindsay to face the Muskies. All the games will start at 7:30. As of now, the Golden Hawks and the Cougars are tied for the lead of the East Division at 37 points apiece. A bit of a break in the NHL sked as there are only 3 games hitting the ice tonight. Buffalo visits the struggling Hurricanes, Colorado hosts Dallas, and the Flames take on the Chicago Blackhawks. Baseball owners unanimously approved the sale of the Astros from Drayton McLean to Jim Crane yesterday. The transaction required the team's move from the NL Central to the AL West beginning in 2013. Crane says he didn't think he had to move the Astros to the American League when he agreed to buy the team in May.
That changed over time, and it was made very, very clear to us that we would anybody that owned the team would be moving to the American League.
The move would put an even 15 teams in each league. The Americans have a 7-5 lead over the international side after 2 days of the President's Cup in Australia, and they still don't have a point from Tiger Woods. He's 0-2 for the first time ever in this event and says today was rough because of the weather.
It's really hard. The ball's oscillating on the greens. You got to play wind on putts. Even uphill putts, wind's moving the ball. So it's a tough day.
Tiger's teammates made up for his bad play by splitting the 6-4 balls matches on Friday. There are calls for the resignation of the head of soccer's world governing body following his comments downplaying the problem of racism in football. Tom Rivers has more.
A couple of days ago, Sepp Blatter said any racist abuse on the soccer field could be settled by a handshake at the end of the match. Now he says...
I'm sorry, and I regret that my statements earlier this week have resulted in an unfortunate situation.
A situation entirely of his own making. Stars like David Beckham aren't impressed.
It can't just be swept under the carpet, and it can't just be sorted out with just a handshake.
For his part, Blatter says no way will he resign over the matter. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91x weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 7. Tonight, mainly cloudy, a temperature steady near 6. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, becoming cloudy in the afternoon at a high of 9. It's 12:10. At 12:10, it's 4 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Josie DeBarros with Evan Cook. News is next at 1 o'clock.
Quinte's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.